Thank you for joining us today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. I want to talk to you about being cynical about authority today. Being cynical about authority. Turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32. Reading from the Common English Bible. The community of believers was one in heart and mind. None of them would say, "This is mine," about any of their possessions, but held everything in common. Notice first in this passage of Scripture that these believers had a heart and mind that were one. Okay? A commonality, a trust, a faith. And nothing was theirs, but it was at the disposal of God and whatever His purpose was. Verse 33. The apostles continued to bear powerful witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and an abundance of grace was at work among them all. Since the beginning of the church and the anointing of God that came upon the apostles that empowered them after the day of Pentecost, that kind of catapulted them into spiritual ministry, there was an abundance, there was a fruitful work that was going about in the power of God, and people were seeing the produce of God's anointing, the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 34, there were no needy persons among them. Needs were being met. People were being taken care of. There was no lacking. Amazing. Those who owned properties and houses would sell them, bring the proceeds from the sales, and place them in the care and under the authority of the apostles. Then it was distributed to anyone who was in need. There was great trust. There was no cynicism when it came to the apostles and the gifting and the anointing that was placed upon them, but also the trust that they had in just personal needs and care in everyday life, in both the spiritual and the mundane. There was no cynicism considering their lack of abilities or doubts or fears, etc. There was a common hope, faith, and trust that was at work. And there seemed to be, from what we can tell in this passage of Scripture, no lack of opportunity for God to show forth His glory, and there was no misgivings evident. Faith misplaced is tough to deal with, but faith that is placed and the fruit and the grace of God is seen is a wonderful thing. And yet we are always dealing, we have to remember, with human beings. We are not angels. We are not created beings. We are not. We are supernaturally empowered and transformed by the work and the power of the Holy Spirit through the grace of God in Christ after we've received forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus. Amen. But we're still humans. We're in this human frame. And so there can be times that we are not, quote, where we should be in God or where we stumble and fall. Sometimes just trying to make the right decisions. Doesn't have to be any ill intentions. But we fail. We have faults. We have got to recognize that that can happen to each and every one of us and help to build up and edify one another in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we live in a very cynical generation whose spirit has caught itself within the church. Where, man, we are skeptical about so many things. And sometimes that skepticism leads to a spirit of cynicism that brings forth lack of hope, faith, and trust in those around about us. And so we find ourselves pulling back from the work of the things of God, pulling back from the works and the things of God, and we find ourselves seeing the church hurt, less potent in the grace of God, and we see our lives less anointed and fruitful. Cynicism has a fruit about it that is bitter. It's tempered with those things that are not good because it shows an incredulous attitude towards the things around about us in life. And without faith, we cannot please God. And so if faith is just disannulled, there's not much you can do with the word, and there's not much you can do with one another. And I know at times people say, prove yourself, prove yourself, prove yourself. Yeah, and there's a place to that, and there's a point to that. When a person can build themselves up in the most holy faith and walk in the things of God and get things done. And then people say, hey, there's proof in the pudding. I'm going to, hey, this guy's all right. Or this gal's all right. But you know something? We too many times are waiting for things to just be right in order to put our faith in it. And that's not always the way God operates. Look at this passage of Scripture in the book of Acts. Look at the grace that was being seen commonly. Look at the power of God that was being seen after the resurrection. The power of God that was evident through the apostles. There seemed to be like there was nothing that couldn't be accomplished. And the early church set about to do much. We need to encourage one another, pray for one another, and be there for one another. And avoid this spirit of cynicism that can just cut off the head of anointing in the body of Christ. There's an article I read many years ago by Bob Mumford considering understanding the authority of believers. And one portion of that article has an interesting paragraph where he writes, there are two fears in the body of Christ that are so evident, that there will be no authority and that there will be wrong authority. Some of us are even afraid of the word authority. Consequently, there are spiritual lone rangers who ride off by themselves and admit to no need of anyone, just me and God. From my observation, Bob is saying, it is mighty rough going out there riding the range alone. It puts the fear of God in many of us because we realize that where there is no authority, the wolves have free access. Also, there is danger of falling into the plight recorded in Judges 17:16. In those days, there was no king in Israel, but every man did which was right in his own eyes. I'm going to read that again, Judges 17:16. In those days, there was no king in Israel or headship or authority, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Then the fear of wrong authority. Pitfalls are here too. We hesitate to submit for fear the one under whom we take our stand may ask us to do something we feel we just do not want to do. A strong plea from a mission field may come and they cry out, everybody, empty your bank accounts and give to missions. Is this a basic distrust of God? Who knows? But these problems can be considerable. Sometimes we don't want to submit, but also there are times when we are worried about spiritual dictators. You know, being a lone ranger is not what I want to do. And at times, I've seen wrong authority. But if we can be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and allow our spirit to be kept in check, I at least know that we will not allow that spirit of cynicism to so encapsulate our lives that it negates the anointing and the grace of God that we can accomplish the work that the Lord has called us to do. And so we can find that place planted in the Lord where we can help those around about us, minister and submit to the power of God, and know that the Lord's going to carry us through. And there might be times that we think and sense that our pastors or people around about us are like spiritual dictators, but we can pray and believe God that He is going to deal with things. You know, the church isn't perfect, but the opportunity and the vision and the grace of God is limitless. So if we can avoid the spirit of cynicism and renew in us the grace of God that we might minister and pray for those around about us, I believe that we can see greater commonality in the work and the power of the Lord going forth. We can see more effective leadership, and we can see the symmetry of God's grace that is so beautifully perfected in the power of God. Let's not allow cynicism to cut off the head of authority in our hearts and lives. We have too many kids without parents. We have too many situations, folks going through struggles. Let's try to put a stop to so much of these areas of our heart and life where You know, it seems as though we're all lone rangers and doing our own thing. Let's try to walk in the grace and the accountability and the power of God and see the work of the Lord be done. I submit to people in my personal life, spiritually, who have headship over me, who are speaking in my heart and life. There was a time in my life when I just felt totally shot up, beat up, and I gave up. But then there was a Reverend Rutledge. There then was a Bishop Tice. And there were some people that began to become a collegial group of elders that have encouraged me, which I'm thankful for today. And God has reappointed and reanointed. And in your hearts and life, it can be the same. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, touch each and every one that is called into the prayer line today and minister to them in a very special way. I don't know where they're at. I don't know if that cynicism is there. I don't know if they're on that precipice between skepticism and cynicism that can, you know, negate the work and the power of God. But I believe the Lord right now is going to touch their heart and help them to see the potential, what God has in the church that we see there in Acts chapter 4. And I pray that God, in the name of Jesus, you'd encourage the people of God. I pray for healing for hurts. I pray for things that have gone wrong. God, for you to minister and wash under the blood and to help people to be able to see the work that they can do and put their hands to again. I pray the touch of God, and I pray miracles to happen. And I thank you, Lord, for those who've encouraged me in the things of God. And I am thankful for your mercies that endure forever. God, I am such an imperfect individual at times. But thank you, Lord, for the anointing, the grace, and the love that I found in you and in some others that have kept me going. Lord, I thank you so much today. Bless those who've called today. Let your anointing touch them, and I pray for something good to happen for them today and for them to see the mercy of God and the wisdom of Christ in their hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, please email us if you have any questions, anything you want to share with us at Covenant of Grace Ministry. Please do so at cgmfinc@gmail.com, cgmfinc@gmail.com, or visit our website and send us a note at cgmfinc.weebly.com, cgmfinc.weebly.com. We're so thankful that you were with us today. God bless you in Jesus' name.